Why should I, as a bishop, sit in a limo? Why should I, as a bishop, walk on red carpets? Why should I, as a bishop, have bodyguards? Why should I, as a bishop, live in a mansion and have millions upon millions upon millions? For what? For what? For what? For what? There are millions of people dying, starving in the street. If anything, I need to take my clothes off and put it on that naked person. If I truly seek the Lord Jesus. When Great Britain was in India, enslaving the Indians, Gandhi, who was a Hindu, a non-believer in Jesus Christ, a Hindu, when he came and saw the icon of the Lord Jesus nailed on the cross, the crucified Jesus, when he looked at the Lord on the cross, he said this beautiful statement. He said, "Give me the Christ and away the Christians. I don't want the Christians, I want the Christ." Because the Christians, Great Britain is known to be Christian to the world. He said, "The Christians have enslaved me. Jesus wouldn't have done this. Jesus came to set me free. Yet you call yourself Christians, walking in the footprints of Christ. Yet look at you enslaving people. Get away, you Christians. I want the Christ. The Christ loves me. You don't." We need the church to go back to her glorious days, Ephesus. And the word Ephesus derives from the Greek word meaning the beloved. Today we are living Laodicea, the rebellious church. But Ephesus was beloved. Why? Because Simon Peter, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, James, John, all of them were humble. None of them had mansions, none of them had limousines, none of them were dressed up in linen and gold and walking in cathedrals built out of marbles, stone, precious stones, silver, gold and diamonds. None of them. They walked barefooted in the streets, and if you looked at Simon Peter, you would have mistaken him by a street beggar. He was this kind of a look on him, a street beggar. But this street beggar raised the dead and change the world. Where are those leaders? Today, if there is a little spot here on my outfit, I want it clean. It's too dirty, I can't wear it. Get a life, get a shovel and go and dig, man. You know, if I'm given a chance, I'll make them all work for the doll. Go and clean the streets of Fairfield. Bishops, cardinals, yalla, let's go. Get the broom and get the shovel and let's go and clean the streets. But before you clean the streets, let's go and clean people for Christ. Church needs to be strong. And he put a tower in that vineyard. The tower is God himself, the Lord Jesus. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The tower is God. You know why? Because when you go up there, you can see the enemy coming from a long far away. The tower is to watch for the enemy movement. And the tower is God. When you are instilled, embedded in God, you will see the movement of the enemy. You will know who is right and who is wrong, where the light is and where darkness is. Because when you are in Christ, Christ will reveal to you everything, everything. We need to come to the Lord with humility. There is one God, that has created everything visible and invisible, the physical and the spiritual realms. This is the truth. Forget about Big Bang and gorillas. He didn't come from an ape. Stop this nonsense. Darwin's theory, evolution, he can stick it on his forehead and on that round table where he was a member of these evildoers. And I'll leave Great Britain to elaborate on what the round table was all about, because it's their invention. There was members in that round table, all of them atheists to the core, hating the Lord Jesus. Not anyone else, not Islam, not Buddhism, no. They were deliberate against the Lord. Why? Because Satan only hates the Lord Jesus. He doesn't give one penny about the others, because there's only one who crushed his head, and that's why he's furious, he's fuming. I can't believe I was defeated by this man called Jesus. That's why he can't stand Jesus. And he will fight against everyone who proclaims Jesus as their Lord and Savior. All the round table members, atheists to the core, hating the Lord. One of their agenda was to reduce world's population. What's his name? Bill Gates. Yeah, Bill Gates is just part of it. It's nothing. Just a little toy. When he expires, he's just going to disappear. He disappeared already, I don't know. Do you hear of him? Nothing. Bill Gates coming in the 21st century, we need to... Who do you think you are? This was already discussed in the round table centuries before you. Yeah? Reduce world population. قطمة بريشوخ ash on your head. God is the only one, until he speaks nothing happens. I pray not for anything, huh? I don't care, they come kill me, they do whatever, please do me a favor. I don't want this world. I can't wait to leave. I can't wait to be with my Lord. You can kill the body, you can't kill the spirit, you little kids. Right? So you'll do me a favor. But I pray the Lord Jesus on this holy Sunday to pluck Satan from his roots and all his foul spirits and every evil doer, every human being that is following Satan, worshiping Satan, and doing Satan's work. I pray the Lord decimate them all and teach them a lesson that there is only one God who art in heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How dare you try to be God, you little piece of dust? May every evil agenda be put to shame. May every evil agenda be put to shame. May every evil agenda be put to shame. And may every church leader, their heads to be bowed before the feet of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For his head needs to be seen, and none of us. Because there is only one head to the church, and that head definitely is not the Pope, not the Patriarch, it is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get it through your thick heads. Enough. Shame on us Christians. We can't even unite the calendar for Sunday resurrection. When are we going to unite with our canonical laws and theological indifferences? When? Shame on us. This landowner had a vineyard. The church is the Lord's. It's not the Pope. It's the Lord's. We can't even unite the Sunday resurrection. They tried to change the Sunday to be neither Orthodox date nor Catholic, as if it's theirs. Do you think the Catholic rose from the dead or the Orthodox? Seriously. Is the Sepulchre Church the Catholics or the Orthodox? It's the Lord's, you fools. It's the Lord's, you ignorants. The holy fire is the Lord's. It's not Orthodox. It's the Lord's. The tomb is the Lord's. That's why it's empty. Our one is full of termites and rotted bones. It's the Lord's that is empty, because He is the only one as a human being that is sinless, perfect as God. It's the Lord's. Enough. You want to unite? Come where the holy fire appears and unite that date. That is the Lord. The holy fire has been coming out of that tomb for the last 2023 years. And in a few more weeks, it will come again in 2024. Without fail, it's the Lord. Who cares about Catholic Orthodox? Who cares? It's the Lord. Unite for the sake of the Lord. Why are we not? Because we lack humility and we lack true love. That's why. Humility and love are missing. I'm not angry. I'm just shouting for the Lord. If there is anyone who is a sinner, it's me. Believe you me. Believe you me. I'm shouting to receive the mercy of the Lord. Because without Him, I'm dead. Without Him, I'm lost. Without Him, I'm blind. Without Him, I'm weak. Without Him, I'm nothing. I'm shouting for the Lord to have mercy on me. Because I need Him. He is my life, my everything, my everything, my everything. Young men and young women, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, grandparents, grandfather and grandmother, without the Lord, all of us are nothing. We need the Lord. We need the Lord.